I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hey.
Woo!
Hey. What up, everybody? Hey, thank you guys for joining. This is a Flash, Season 6, Episode 12, A Girl Named Sue. Speaking of a girl named Sue, we might have someone special in the house. We're jumping right into the introduction.
I had no idea there was a light show.
Yes, there's a light show.
Oh, it's a whole song and dance.
No, yeah, if you guys can, we have Sue in the house. Natalie Dreyfuss, how are you doing?
I'm so good. I'm so excited to be here.
Thank you for coming, first off. We just appreciate you being here. This is your show. Literally, it is A Girl Named Sue, and this outro is about you. So thank you for being here. But I am not alone as well, interviewing you. To my left, we have Shiksha Montani. How are you feeling?
I'm doing great, thank you. So excited to be here with Natalie to talk about tonight's episode.
Man, that energy is contagious.
Yes, I got to keep up with Shiksha. But you know who I don't have to keep up with? Because he's always right by my side.
All the way on the left.
Hey!
From afar, right by my side. I'm always looking in the corner, like, where's my Zach?
There you go.
There it is. The OG, how you feeling, man?
I'm good, man. I'm excited. How you feeling?
I'm feeling really good, guys. Awesome. We've established that we are all in it.
Yes, we are here. And there was so much to talk about for this episode, and that's why we are so hyped, because not only are you here, but we got to see you in full effect in this episode. We get to see who Sue is, and we definitely saw that. We saw that Sue is very strong, very independent. She knows what she's doing.
You're describing me, or you're describing my character?
No.
Both. and we just love to see it. And I wanted to get, what were you guys' overall thoughts on this episode?
You know what? Overall, I really loved it because we finally got to meet Sue after so much talk about the character. And we got to see her with Ralph. We got a whole episode of it, which I know we've been craving, so that was amazing. On top of that, we got to see Iris as Iris and not the doppelganger other version of her. So that was really nice, and I'm really glad that we got to focus on those two. I don't know if you guys realized, but we didn't really focus that much on Barry today, which I actually liked. I liked having more time on the other characters. So, awesome episode.
I loved it.
So what did you think about your episode?
Yeah. No, honestly, it was so exciting, and I obviously saw it for the first time tonight, too. So it was really fun.
I was going to ask, like, what was it like seeing that back, knowing that you're finally part of The Flash? What was it like seeing this episode?
I mean, honestly, guys, it's just, it's so, so exciting. It's so friggin' cool. I love this job. It's so fun. And I really didn't know what it was gonna be. So it's like, as I get to see it unfold, I'm like, this is so much cooler than I could ever have dreamed.
That's so awesome.
Yeah. That's what's up. And Zach, not last, what did you think about this episode, man?
Man, my heart was stomped on tonight.
We'll get into it.
We will get into it. But I like the episode. But you know, heartbroken
look to you.
My heart tonight. Yeah. Let me tell you.
Okay, I was wondering what that feeling was. I was like, what is up with him? Oh, he's heartbroken.
You threw me off with that one. I was like, I just asked you that question.
I mean, the ending. Come on, you know what I mean.
Oh my God, are we okay?
Oh, we're good.
This turned into a therapy session.
I wish Hartley was here so I could feel his pain that he went through throughout the episode.
Yeah,
needless to say, but yeah, it was a great episode. I enjoyed it. I'm glad to have Sue finally in the picture.
Yes, Hartley, who plays Ralph, definitely. He went through a lot, but there was a lot to talk about in this episode. Going from Iris that we see is still stuck in the mirror. She's meeting Eva, and then there's a little bit with Barry and Joe trying to do their own recon as well. And then you see how those stories intermingle. And Barry still doesn't know that Iris is still not the Iris that he married.
So disappointing.
We'll be talking about that because someone over here is not happy about it.
Not at all.
But also, obviously, we're going to be talking about Sue and Ralph because you're here. And the episode was about you. So we're going to be talking about that whole relationship or lack thereof on whose side there was. And no, we're just going to be talking about Ralph because Zach's heartbroken. I'm heartbroken. And you
This feels a little close to home. What happened to you? Are you all right? Is it me?
It's you.
I walked in and he was like,
I think it's too soon.
It's too soon. We're not talking about me.
But yes, there's going to be so much more to talk about. Even Nash Wells, we got to mention him because there's a lot of stuff going on. Is it Harrison Wells from Earth 2? Is it Reverse Flash?
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Who is he talking to? Is it him? There's so many questions. We have a special segment where we're just going to be interviewing you and then learning more about the person that you are, not just Sue, the character. Aww. So we're going to be doing that and then just some news and then we're out here.
I
so
like that
be...
concern, that panic.
Oh, no, we're
just
worried
about... Your arms came out from right at the table.
Oh, I'm a very excited person and I am very
like,
here for you.
What's happening?
You know, we're very emotional here. Mm-hmm. We care about everybody, especially you. Mm-hmm. And the first people we care about, I want to talk about The Flash. I care about Barry. why does he not know that his wife is not there?
Yeah, can we talk about that? Because we what just, the hell?
Let's just start
They're
off.
They're married.
He looked right at me like I was going to give you an answer. I was like, mm-mm. Already no.
No.
I can't.
How do you feel about this?
Do you guys not agree, though? They're married. It's been two episodes. He still has no clue. Nothing at all. Not even suspicion.
It's a build-up. There's supposed to be
suspicious.
Okay, how do you feel about Barry not knowing that that is Iris?
I mean, I think he's suspicious, and like it looks like he knows there's something off.
Yeah,
but like it's a marriage.
That's what I was. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
See, yes, I'm on Barry's team.
I'm right here with it. Yeah,
I've never been married. I can't judge. There might be days when you're like, that's off.
It's like, but I don't even know you anymore.
I don't even know you anymore, but you know what? Maybe that's marriage. But,
it might but be.
I love you anyway. That's the point. I think that's what you say when you get married. There's going to be days
I love you
when
anyway.
I think you might be stuck in a mirror, but I'm going to love you anyway.
I was like, how do you take that? Thanks. thanks you for loving me anyway.
Those are going to be my vows.
Exactly.
You guys didn't catch on to any of like his facial expressions when she like twice kissed him on the cheek?
Yeah. No,
he's definitely catching on. It's suspicious.
I agree with you 100%. And the only reason that we kind of got pushed back in the way that Shiksa is frustrated is because of Joe. If you think about it, he says no to Iris, Barry does, and then he goes to Joe, kind of tells him about it, and it's like, Joe's like, dog, that's your family, that's your wife, you're supposed to believe in her, and he kind of, like, goes against second-guessing his wife. So, like, kind of hurts Barry in the fact that, like, he's not going to think Iris is up to something crazy because Joe said that. So, I feel you that he should, but Joe is, like,
I'm confused.
No.
What's upsetting? Tell me.
Get it out. Let's get the therapy session going right now, okay?
You feel it? I want to hear it.
Yes.
I feel it because there's an imposter playing the role of his wife.
Yes.
And I see why you think that there are signs that he does have some suspicions, but I don't feel that. I don't see that. I see the moments you guys talk about, but I'm not getting that vibe. But you know what? I just realized I'm kind of okay with the fact that it has to be Iris who gets herself out of the situation.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, power to the women, you know? And she doesn't need her man to save her. So,
not every
it's
time.
It's like a theme in the episode.
Yeah. Yes, it
last
is.
Last episode it was, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it was, and
episode,
I love
this
it.
This episode as well, because there's
DC is so awesome like that, though. Yeah. I mean, the way that they portray women is, like, part of the reason that it was so exciting to get the job.
Definitely. And
yeah,
we can't wait to see where your character evolves too, but that's definitely a question for later.
You're like, stop.
No. That was a tease of, we're going to be asking you a lot of questions about that. That was a no stop. That was a more go forward, continue, if anything. Let us know all the juice. But before that, we were introduced to another character, Eva. What were you guys' impressions on that as well?
I actually really liked her. I could understand why she was acting so psychotic. Obviously, who wouldn't be in her situation?
6 years trapped all alone? Oh, my
yeah.
God. Yeah.
She was actually doing pretty well, if you ask me, considering...
She's just having a bad hair day. You know,
yeah, just a bad hair
just,
day.
Just a little bit of a bad hair day.
She was really upset about her hair.
And she was. Mm-hmm. I know, it's wild.
Honestly, yeah, I didn't think it looked that bad.
Nope.
I didn't think it did either.
Which probably makes sense, because who knows what she's seeing.
I mean, but for 6 years, I'm like you said, I was not surprised at all. She should have been crazy.
Yeah,
like,
she looked presentable.
She tried how many different ways to get out? Like
1,322.
Yeah,
1,322.
You already had it ready. But, like, to think about that many times trying to break out, and then you're like, at what point do you just like, you know what, I'm just going to chill here because this is just where I'm going to be.
Pretty intense that another human shows up. She's like...
It's like, what do you do? Her reaction was priceless because she's like, oh, wait, this isn't real. Like, it's just my imagination. What's going on right now? And then like, oh, no, you're real.
Also, I just love her face. She's got a great face.
She does, actually.
The whole time I was like, I love your face.
Were you on set with her at all?
No,
you guys get to her? Not at all. Yeah, different filming. I figured.
Gotcha.
Yeah, that's a bummer.
Different times.
Yeah.
But I hope that her relationship with Iris, you know, becomes a good one. And once they do get out, that they are able to work together and she doesn't turn... evil.
Yeah, because
you know?
we kind of saw that, like,
they're just in there forever.
Exactly. We kind of saw the little budding friendship start in this. At least they're the only ones left there. So, do you think there will be a friendship going forward
after they get out? Mm-hmm. Which they will. They will. I'm sorry.
Fair. Get spicy. I
get it.
That's what I'm hoping for, at least, because it would be really sad to see them put these two strong women together and then tear them apart. Just because I'm already loving their dynamic, and so she's really intelligent. I kind of hope she stays onto the show, and I liked her. Did you guys like her?
It's like a high stakes escape room.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
I do a lot of escape rooms.
So you'd be perfect in that situation. Yeah.
If you guys had to be trapped in a mirrorverse and get out with one of you guys,
oh my God,
which ones would you choose?
Don't choose me. I just did one for the first time.
Choosing you. You just said you're good at this.
Not a bad
I would choose you, yeah.
You just said, I'm a great basketball player. Who wants to play basketball
with
me?
I know, right?
Like, if you had to play basketball with anybody in the room, who would it be?
It still might be you. Like, I'm still picking you. But yes, with their budding friendship, we see that. But the next person, like, we assume that they're getting out. What happens when they get out? Like, Eva, what kind of Eva are you guys expecting to see when she gets out? Because she knows she has powers now.
I'll propose something to you. What went into the mirror and what came out with Iris? So if Eva comes out of the mirror and she's acting a certain way inside the mirror... No?
Wait, you're saying that it's a doppelganger inside?
No, Eva inside right now in a flipped world is being really nice and smart and caring.
Oh!
Coming out...
Her other side would be evil.
Yeah. So,
listen, that's
a little early
for
predictions. I don't know, but like her name is close to Evan McCollum, which is Mirror Master, and it's just kind of, it's kind of close, you know.
True.
We'll see.
Oh, God, I hope you're wrong.
So what do you think is going to happen? Oh, God, I hope you're wrong.
I mean, she has powers, and Iris, clearly the doppelganger, is trying to get the mirror gun to stop or help.
Yeah.
So
we'll see.
We'll see.
Yeah, we will see. But, I mean, I can kind of see the more Mirror Master side of her coming out.
I still don't mind Iris, by the way. Like, I don't think she's doing something so evil, the doppelganger.
That's what I'm saying.
She doesn't seem like she's doing anything too evil. I don't know.
She's got sly smiles.
Yeah, I mean, like,
little bit.
She has something up her sleeve because, like, she wanted the gun. She was going to do whatever it takes to get the gun, get the mirror gun and everything. But, like, there's something there, but yet, like, right now, she hasn't really done anything crazy, like you said.
No,
so
she's
it's
just
like,
more intense.
There's really not much for Barry to be like, that was weird, except like the kissing and like the small things, but like every question he has, she has a great answer for it. Like, she knows the past, she knows about Crisis, she knows everything, so it's like...
Well, it's her, it's her doppelganger.
I know, but I'm saying there, like, in Barry's defense, how is he really supposed to know except the sly not kissing? Like, maybe she's not feeling it today. Maybe she's just, like, maybe...
It's a marriage.
It's a marriage, so yeah, it's wild.
Don't fall, Barry.
Yeah. So,
you guys are forgetting something also, and like, this is what I love about The Flash and the writers, and you might probably can't say anything to it. Barry now has like twice or three times throughout these episodes after Crisis has been like, something is off with me, something's wrong, and like, he came back sore, and he has like super healing, you know? He's not supposed to be sore.
Oh, yeah.
So like, something's off with Barry, so he's already focusing on that, so he can't really focus on his wife so much, also with everything else that's going on in this whole, like, they even threw the newspaper down, like, wow, you know, Supergirl and Lex Luthor together, who would have thought that, you know? It's just a whirlwind of new things. So
isn't that what Cisco's
back
out?
Off him.
All right, whatever.
Not all about that he was sore and stuff, and dude, that his hand was acting Flash up does. In the Watch. Jail.
They have these little, like nitbits that they throw in there, and it's just like, oh, you don't think anything of it, and then they recall it, and it's just like, whoa, mind blown.
Well, isn't that what Cisco's out doing right now? Is looking for to see what the changes are in this new Earth?
Yeah.
So but, I guess we'll find out.
Yes.
Yeah.
We will find out when he comes back. But you know who did come back? We did see Ralph this episode.
Yes.
Yes, and he brought back Ralph.
Oh, right.
Not the store. Yes.
Yeah.
The person. But we did bring Ralph back. And
damn good.
He brought a friend with him. More or less, he found a friend.
Yes.
Sue.
More or less, I found him.
Yes. But let's make it correct.
She found
him. So I'm going to ask you first, what was your first impression when you learned about the character and you learned who you'd be portraying?
Yeah, I mean, it was a really fun process just because I think 99% of the time you're playing someone very far from you.
Mm-hmm.
She's not that far from you.
Yeah, I was going to say, just when I first met you, I'm like, oh, this is Sue. This is the same person. Okay.
Yeah, that makes it a lot more fun.
It does.
Well, I was going to ask you, what are some of the similarities you found with the character and what are the differences?
She likes messing with people.
I was like, is that a difference though?
Yeah. Okay. I'm also a cat burglar on the side. I just find that like her, she's unexpected, I would say. Like she's not what she seems to be. And I like that.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
So I got to ask it for you too. What was you guys' first impressions of Sue? Because this is our first time seeing her. We've been talking about her for so long. The show's been talking about her for so long. So we're excited to see Sue.
Mm-hmm.
What were you guys' impression?
She was a total and complete badass, and I loved it.
Exactly.
What a weird question.
We have to ask a question because this is our first time seeing Sue, but we still want to have first impressions.
But I actually loved it because she was a badass, and I loved that she didn't need Ralph to protect her. She could protect herself, and I loved the part where told him, you know, that you could protect yourself and you can handle things on your own. I thought that that was really cool, and that sends a really subtle but strong message to women out in the world who are watching this show. So I really like that. Even though she played Ralph at the end, the fact that she was able to play a PI who was investigating her for so long was so dope. So I really loved it.
Yeah, it's fun. I mean, it's like I said, she's unexpected. We don't really, we're gonna, it's all gonna unfold. Like, what's actually going on, like, with the layers of this character? Mm. There's so many layers to her. She's an onion.
That's so cool.
She's an onion. Very nice. I like that.
Little Shrek callback.
Yeah.
You like Shrek?
I love that.
He likes me more now.
We're making
Feels
pancakes.
Less heartbroken by me.
Yes. Making pancakes. You know what? Honestly, before we got to see pictures of who you were on it, I always just assumed Sue was a little bit older.
Mm-hmm.
And to see you, it's refreshing.
Thank you, question mark.
Yeah. No, because I had an idea of like an older blonde woman. In Weird. Her like 40s for some odd reason.
Yeah.
Because Hartley's young, but he has this air of like more maturity and adultness, I guess.
Than me?
That's not a word. Adultness. Yeah, listen.
It is right here.
What I'm trying to say.
You're digging a hole. No wonder. No wonder you had this feeling I was going to break your heart by the end of this.
Pick up new words. Make it sound good.
I was shocked, actually, when I saw the original 1964 cartoons or comics of it. Because she looks so much like me. She really does. Yeah. Like, she has like a bob, like brunette bob. Like she has this like really similar facial features, and I was like, oh wow, that's great. And also, I'm the first person to play her, which is so cool.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's so really
like
cool.
That's such an exciting thing. You're not doing an impression of something. You're not trying to like make it far from someone else's impression of her. Like you get to just fully bring this person to life.
You get to create it. Yeah,
yeah. And I've known Hartley a really long time, so like the chemistry is so easy between us, and I was so comfortable even from like chemistry read. Like I was like, hey, buddy.
I was like, it showed though. It definitely showed.
Yeah, yeah. And we were texting about it tonight too, and we were just like, how lucky, you know, that 10 years ago we could work together and then come into this situation. And you know, you need to have that instant chemistry with these two characters because they are such an iconic couple in the comics, you know, and you want to show that. And there was a few times even on set where we would like say things at the same time and we were like, let's keep that, you know, like we wanted to like show that they're weirdly connected and we don't really know what that is or why yet.
And it's, like you said, it's cool that you guys are connected as actors.
Yeah.
And then in the comics, we know that the two characters are going to be connected. My question was, do you guys, were you surprised at how quick they were connected in this show on mainly Ralph's side? Because Ralph is, all, I mean, he is a detective. He is kind of standoffish. Not, I mean, not towards everybody. But it seemed like he seemed to trust you, like, at an instant. Were you guys surprised at that?
Well, I think, like, at the end of the episode, you get to see, like, my board.
Yeah.
Where I have pictures of him. Like, I have been researching this for so long. Like, you get to see my end of it, and which is really cool to see that, like, oh, she's been doing the equal, same. Yeah. if not more, work.
Yeah.
You know, and it's, so that's a really fun thing to sort of, like, set off that relationship. But I think also there's, like, an unspoken ease between those two people, which just is sort of, like, a magic thing that happens. And I think that was really fun to bring those characters to life for that reason. Mm-hmm. And also they didn't really want me to just be his arm candy. You know, they wanted this full, separate woman character that has her own complex story that was not just there to just be the wife or be, you know, we don't even know where it's going yet. We know that she is her own complex thing. And I thought that was so cool. And I just think, like I said, that's awesome that DC wants to portray women like that.
Yeah. And there's a lot of characters that are in The Flash, maybe like one-offs. We have baddies of the week. We also have characters that are part of Team Flash that we don't see often. But we haven't really got the backstory of those characters as much as we got for you. Mm-hmm. And knowing that you're going to be a recurring character, are there, like, things that you want to venture out and do as it, for your character that you haven't been able to do yet?
Yeah, I mean, I think, like I said, we're peeling back those layers. Mm-hmm. You know, we're going to see more and more of what she's about, why. And we don't really know yet. You know, I think there's a lot in store to figure out, like, how complex that character really is. And I just saw, like, a little Shrek piece. I was like, what is that?
Did I just dream that?
Yeah, so it's just been really cool to be introduced to this new world of The Flash as well, and just how big that universe really is. And, like, I'm just nerding out on it, you know, just learning so much in such a short period of time and being like, oh, what can I bring to this? You know, how can I, like, use everything at my disposal to bring this person to life?
How far into the comics have you read?
I mean, honestly, it's new to me. It's all new. And so it's so exciting to, like, be introduced to this new DC universe.
Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors. And today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to. And you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.com. FM to get started.
And so I'm like, I also, what can I say? I also know that, you know, this is a different take on everything. Yes. So, like,
it doesn't always follow the comics.
It doesn't always, yeah, it's not so. Always exactly aligned. And so as much as it's unfolding for the audience, some of it is unfolding for me as well, like how it's going to go.
Yeah.
And I think, obviously, the more that you work on a show with people and they get to know you, they're able to see, like, oh, this would be really easy for her or fun for her or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Just really hope you don't share the same fate.
Yeah.
Yeah. Chad's kind of asking about that, so, yeah.
Yeah, people are in the comments.
I know what you're referring to.
Yes. Yep.
I do not know if I can comment on
it. I'm not even asking you to.
Yeah, we're not going to comment.
I was asking if you knew.
Fans of the comics know that they're in the comics. You don't live for too long.
Yeah.
You perish. But hey, Iris has done that like 7 times in the 6th season. Yeah. So, you know, we're keeping you for a long time, and we can't wait to see more. But I want to get what you guys' opinion on what you want to see from Sue going forward. What do you hope to see?
You know, I really hope to see them continuing to challenge each other, which I think is kind of where it's headed. You can confirm this.
if you want to give us information.
Yeah, if you like. But, yeah, I'd really like to see them continue to do that.
Oh, I'm going to challenge him. Don't you worry about it.
And I love that, you know, and what you were saying before about being your own person and not being arm candy, I think is so cool. So yeah, I'm excited to see more of that, I think, and not just have them fall into this steady relationship immediately, you know?
And more catsuit.
Yes, that was awesome.
Wasn't it so cool? Yeah,
that was awesome.
It was so cool. Pretty badass. I was so excited. Like, the whole building of it and everything was so exciting.
Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, I mean, there was not much that I knew about it. I literally landed, and they were like, we're going to the leather store. And I was like, why?
Let me tell you.
Do you have a cool jacket? And then we started building this catsuit, and I was like, oh, man. This is amazing. Mm-hmm. I've never gotten to do anything like that. I've never done wire work before, you know, explosions, being thrown off a building. Like, every day it was just, like, a new experience. And I've been in this business for a long time. I've done a lot of different kinds of things. And when you get to do something that's brand new to you, it's just, it's so, like, well, if you never see a camera again, I got to jump off a building. Yeah. That was awesome. I got to wear a cat suit and, you know, be a cool thief. That was awesome. So it's like anything that you get to, like, have under your belt, I always just really appreciate it in those moments.
Mm-hmm. That's really cool.
Did you have to learn martial arts for this role?
I grew up a ballerina, so I have a good, like, sense of being able to sort of keep up with stunts. Obviously, our stunt team is incredible, so I won't take credit for any of that. But I am able to pick up choreography.
Yeah.
So they didn't know that about me. Okay. And so it was fun to be able to be like, oh, I've seen them do it 3 times. I got it. And they were like, really? I was like, oh, yeah, I'm going to try it. So I was able to try certain things. Obviously, not the whole thing. And but you can tell in the episode, like, a lot of it in the fight sequences, like, it's me and I'm going through the entire choreography. It was like a good 10 minutes of choreography, and so that was really fun. I was very sweaty. I'm wearing a leather suit.
I was
just like,
so y'all sure you don't want a stunt double like that?
I love my stunt doubles. They're amazing, and love that I want to jump in and that I want to try it, and also that I know my boundaries, and I'm like, no more. Yep. You try. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Some of the chat's asking tons of questions. One of them is they want to ask you if you like playing someone who's human on The Flash, or did you like playing a centuries-old witch in the originals?
It's different.
I could imagine.
On the originals, I was a 5,000-year-old witch hiding in a teenage body.
Fun.
That's different.
Very different.
So different.
I'm sure the character levels are a little bit the same, maybe.
I was everyone's mother.
Yeah.
Just all the beautiful 30-year-old men. My sons. So this is just a very, honestly, so different. It's so much closer to me, obviously.
Yeah.
I wasn't, like, creator of all vampires. I think it's really fun to be able to play alongside a friend. You know, like, to be able to banter like that. There's something so special about The Flash, and I knew it from watching it, but once I got there, I didn't realize how much they would let us play. Yeah. And it's such a light set. Like, it's a very fun set, and I never expect it to be fun. I'm always like, oh, it's going to be very serious. This is serious business. And then they're like, let's play. And I was like,
seem like
really?
A bunch of jokesters.
Oh, it's so much fun.
Just where everyone's coming from as well. I mean,
I do a ton of comedy. So to be able to play in that arena and have that be a part of a single camera hour long, like, that is so cool for me. Normally they're like, less. Bring it down, bring it in, less of the face. And so this time, you know, they were so lovely with me. And also just, like, playing off Hartley is so fun.
You've mentioned a couple times that you knew him beforehand. Yeah. Could you tell us how you met him?
Yeah, we met on a show called Glory Days in 2010. So a good 10 years ago. And we did an 80s comedy together.
Wow.
Big eyebrows, pearl necklaces, tiny little kitten heels.
Oh my gosh.
It was not attractive. but yeah, we were, it's so funny to, like, have that and then, you know, have it. It's such a small town. Mm-hmm. Eventually you get to play with each other again, and that's so nice. And so that was really fun to walk into the chemistry and be like,
oh my God.
Yeah.
Very true.
We have Andrew Martin who asked two questions in the chat. He asked, what has been the best experience you've had on the set of The Flash so far? And then he asked, were there also any particular comics you might have read before knowing you got the role?
I would say, like, I was trying to think, like, favorite moment, favorite scene. Like, there's, like, there was so many moments there that were really awesome. Like I said, being thrown off a building was incredible. Like, I'd never done wire work, so harness is hurt. Turns out. Thought? Bruises good to know. For a long, long time. I had no idea how we even did that. So that was really cool. And then also just, like, the scene in his hand.
Yeah, how'd they do that?
It was so cool, and I thought that was so funny, too. Just, like, the banter between us. Where I was like, I'm inside you. This is disgusting. Yes.
That was the first thought in my head, also. I was just like,
that was awesome.
I'm inside your body. Let me out. And I was like, I can handle my own bullets. I'll be fine. So that was, like, a really fun scene for us. And I also had to figure out how to, like, somehow disrobe during dialogue, which was just, like, such a challenge, and I kept messing it up and trying to get these gloves on. It was very funny, and it was just a really, like, memorable moment. Never forget that one. And then in terms of comic stuff, like, my best friend who has lived with me, or my ex-roommate who has lived with me, is a comic book writer, and so, like, I was introduced to comics through her, and I love her comic. It's called Hex 11, and she's amazing, and just seeing the back of the creation of comics is really interesting. Like, like seeing the illustrations, the writing, and how those things come together is really cool.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
How did they do the hand? How was filming that?
It's obviously a special effect.
Of course. He doesn't have a dragon. But I'm just wondering how, when you acted it out.
When you acted it out, it was basically like being in like a black box when we were shooting it, and then they add the hand.
Okay.
I don't know how better to describe it. I was in a black area for a bit, honestly.
That's really cool. With you knowing him so well, were there any like times that you guys like cracked up, were you like making jokes, like trying to get either one of you guys to break or anything, or was it pretty straightforward since it was like still your first time on their set?
Yeah, I mean, it's a family, and I was nervous. Like, I haven't been nervous in years, honestly, because I've been doing this a long time. I walked on and I was like, huh. This is a big show. I am nervous. I was really surprised, and I just looked at him and I was like, hi, I'm nervous. And he was like, I got you. And that was really sweet. And it was just immediately calmed me down. And he was like, you know, it's such a nice family here. This is Canada.
Yeah.
These are Canadians. They are so nice. Yeah, it's just a great crew. So that was really nice. There was definitely a few times when we were able to like make decisions together about scenes, how we wanted them to go, and be like, oh, would it be fun if, like, because we're shooting this out of order, like, would this scene be fun to be, like, the arc of our, like, bickering, like, almost like we're a married couple already, and we didn't even know, or, like, you know, like, would this be fun, or would that be fun? And we were able to really work with the writers on that, too, and they were excited that we had so many, you know, we were asking so many very specific questions. We're like, it could be this, it could be that, it could be this. And also just both of us are super accommodating actors. So we're like, whatever you want, you know, we want to make your like ideas come to life. But it was nice to feel like collaborative. It was less like we're coming messing each other just, up. Yeah. It was more like we're collaborating in a good
way.
That's
awesome.
That's really cool. And like you said, The Flash is like a family. They've been there so long. And you guys look like you guys are family because your chemistry was that well. I kind of want to talk about more you personally and your family. You come from an entertainment family.
Yeah.
But you didn't really start out acting.
Yeah, true.
Correct me if I'm wrong. You were a preschool teacher?
I was a preschool teacher. I was a ballerina growing up.
Yeah.
And so I moved away very young to do that. Never went to high school. I was just telling you guys before the show started that my friends knew that I'd never had a prom, and it's my birthday this week. And
happy birthday.
And so they threw me a prom. Like, it was just,
so
was
cute.
Cool sound effect there. in my head. Or it was real. I don't know. It was just so sweet. Like, what a cool experience to, like, have that nostalgia of just, like, not being able to ever have that experience. They kind of, like, made that happen for me. During high school time, I came back after an injury, and I started teaching preschool.
That's really cool. Do you miss anything about teaching preschool or compared to acting? Anything you miss about
that? Similar. You're dealing with lots of babies all day. No, I'm kidding. I honestly miss it so much. I've always wanted to be a mom. So I loved being around kids, especially like two and a half year olds are kind of like, it's just a weird gift I have. I would say it's like the best, like what I do best is like taking care of kids.
And kind of going off of that, were you pressured in any way to act? Because you have actors in your family.
Yeah, definitely.
But you decided not to start off acting, at least.
I think when you grow up in Los Angeles and you're around this your whole life, like, there's no glamour to it. Like, you see how hard it is, and you see the other side of it more than you see the more glamorous aspects of it. And so I was shocked that I ended up doing this. It just, it came from like a love of the actual craft of it. And eventually just figuring out that I love being part of a team, you know? Mm. And it's funny that I ended up on a show that's about a team.
Yeah.
But I like being on a set with a bunch of people that are trying to like achieve a goal together. Every single department is so important. And I just have respect for every single department. My mom is wardrobe. I grew up on a set. I have so much respect for every single person on that set.
That's really cool.
Yeah. Did your mom call you after seeing the episode? Did she have any specific thoughts on the episode?
Yet. She's working at Warner Brothers. She's still there.
Oh,
so
boy.
She hasn't seen it. We're both working for Warner Brothers now. It's cute.
Oh.
but yeah, so she hasn't seen it yet. I'm so excited for her to see it. She's going to love it.
Yeah.
So you said still working. It's like 11 p.m.
And that's
hey,
TV.
You got to get that grind. That's what's up. That's what's up.
Get that golden
hour
right
there.
She was
like, are you sure you want
to do it? He's like, that's a long hour.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No, but...
Sorry, well, was there a TV or a movie character that inspired you growing up?
Ooh, TV or movie character. I am such a huge TV fan. Mm-hmm. I watch so much. growing up, I would say I Love Lucy was a staple. Okay. Like, to be this generation's Lucille Ball would be, like, my dream. Mm-hmm. Honestly, I think she's just... iconic, Betty White, and especially. And then as I started to, like, get a bit older, I got so addicted to, like, the Mad Men's and the, you know. There's yeah, I'm so rewatching good. It right God. Now. Oh, man.
Love that.
Just, and the female empowerment within that show is really inspiring for this show.
Yeah. That's really cool.
Yeah.
So you said you're a big TV fan.
Yeah.
What are three TV shows that you're binge watching right now?
Like I said, I'm rewatching Mad Men. obviously, I'm watching The Flash. What else am I watching? I love reality TV as well. Like, I love like Queer Eye, stuff that has to do with like betterment and like,
okay.
And like, you know, British Bake Off. Just like the humanity, like the love. I cry in every episode. I love that stuff. It's so addicting and so calming. And just like, if I'm like, you know, in Vancouver in my hotel room, I'm just like, give me some Bake Off. I need some sweet love of humanity.
I was gonna say, I totally feel you, but I've never seen that. But like, with your reaction,
watch it.
I feel like I need to watch that
now.
Oh,
immediately. It's the cutest thing.
Yeah, it's
well, I know what I'm doing after this. But no, we wanted to thank you for being here. Thank you for joining our after show.
Thanks
we love talking
me.
To yeah. you. We love learning about you more. Thanks. We love watching you on the show.
Thank you.
And
so
I can't
much.
Wait to see
yeah,
you.
We look
next.
Forward to it. It's quite a pleasure.
Yeah. Yes. Really
so excited, guys.
So, thank you. Before we leave, let's do quick predictions. What do you guys think is going to happen?
TV let's just
for Sue. What is next for Sue?
Oh, well, she's going to disappear into the night, clearly, and Ralph is going to continue to follow her, which is going to be awesome and hilarious, because he just can't seem to catch her.
Do you like that little diamond when I was leaving? Just a little, like,
yeah.
We did that so many times, so we get the lay on the diamond.
Oh, really?
I was like, make shine, baby.
It's like, appreciate the scene, basically. that's what I think.
Cool. Next week's episode, predictions for you guys? Well, geez, I feel like Ralph is going to go through, like, a big heartbreak again like he has done in the past with a few, like, his mom and then everything. I know, so I'm feeling for that guy. Hey, he was on the show with me last year. I like Hartley. He's a good guy. I feel for him and all of his, like, endeavors.
I'm Team Natalie.
Oh, man.
It crosses over, you know?
I never interviewed him. I'm Team Natalie. Don't worry.
All right, I got you, Hartley. No worries. No, I mean, what else? I think we're going to have the conclusion of Eva finally going to get them out of the world. And
hope so.
I see some Mirror Master and finally, hopefully, figure out what's up with Harry.
Yeah. We didn't get to talk about that. We will talk about it next week. Yeah. Harry has a lot of stuff going on, and we don't even know which Harry he's talking to.
Yeah.
But for next week, what I think Sue's kind of going to go and attack the black circle or black hole. I think she's going to get in trouble. So I think Ralph is going to help her or help save the day, Ralph and Team Flash.
I like it.
And that is how Team Flash meets Sue.
But I hope that Sue also helps save the day. Not that Ralph's just.
Well, no, I'm saying like she's going, she's there to save, but she also gets in trouble just like
everybody. Got it. They help each other.
Yeah, they help each other.
Okay, cool.
But Sue's there first. She's a badass.
Can you share anything?
Your team, Sue.
Yes.
Yeah, come on.
All day, every day.
Absolutely, we're a team, Sue.
She's a strong girl.
Team Sue. She gets there first.
I'm so excited for you to see that.
Exactly.
I think you guys are going to like it.
We can't wait. But yeah, thank you again. Before we leave, where can they find all of you? Starting with you.
I'm at Natalie Dreyfus.
As simple as that, Zach.
Easy, Zach. Guys, my name is Zach Silverman. You can find me all across social media at Zach with a CH Silverman 2.
And you can find me on all social media at I Am Bolly Girl, where I post about all the after shows I'm on, as well as all kinds of Bollywood news, so check it out.
And if you don't follow her, you're not a Bolly star, first off. And you guys can follow me at JeffWill_Jr. on all your social media platforms. Thank you guys again for tuning in, and we will see you again next week.
Thanks,
have a good
guys.
One.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.